Welcome to a very special episode. Joining me in studio, one of my good friends. You know him from Vine. You know him from the Real Bros of Simi Valley. Please give it up for Nick Coletti, y'all. He's here in studio with us. Nick, how are you?
Great to be here.
You're in Texas, dude.
No, yeah.
No, it's great to be here.
No, I actually am here.
No, it's awesome.
Bro, you've been touring all over the country, man. And now you're here in Texas. We actually already did a show in Austin, and now we're about to do this crazy run.
Road
San
trip.
Antonio,
me,
Houston,
you,
Dallas.
Carly
Anderson's here too.
Hey.
She's drunk as hell. This is going to be so much fun, dude.
Yeah.
High five. Joey doesn't get a high five though. No high fives for Joey. You just touched
him.
That's cool. Dude, Carly sent us a video as soon as you arrived to San Antonio. Kind of like a welcome present to you.
Right.
It was a video, and I'll show the video, but it is a video of Carly ripping the gnarliest fart.
Breaking wind, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on her Ring door cam.
Yeah.
And I thought it was hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
But you had a pretty negative reaction to that, man.
Yeah, Nick, why do you hate my farts, dude?
What happened there,
dude? I wasn't amused. I didn't think it was funny. I didn't like it. And I fucking hated that video.
Do you not like fart?
Fucking ass. It was like, if it was just like, but you like stood there for like a considerable amount of time ripping ass.
It was a long fart.
And then you giggled and then you fucking left.
You got me fat girl laughing.
Dude, like, the story behind why,
like, of course
she did that.
Of course I thought it was funny, but then I thought more about it and then I just.
You were just grossed out.
Angry, yeah.
Okay,
you were pissed.
I was like, that's gnarly.
Yeah.
You're stuck
like,
with
my
me for
sister
the next
farts
days.
Like that. And
you're stuck with me for the next 3 days.
I was like, that's a woman right there. Like,
dude,
that was a woman fart.
One thing about Carly, she will
fart. And then
fart
it curled
all over
up
you.
At the end and went,
yeah, like it was a question mark fart.
Right.
Yeah.
That was actually a perfect impression of Carly's fart right there. That was crazy. That's exactly what it sounded like.
Yeah. There was like a little curl at the end.
Farts
yeah.
are how I show
And then
love.
A hair pops out.
I'm a hairy asshole, okay?
Jesus.
Do you, I mean, you're a fan of farts, I feel like, though, Nick. You like farts.
Huge fan of farts.
Huge fart
Especially
guy.
Especially when, okay, because not every woman is going to do it in front of you.
True.
Granted, that's fine. But when they do, it's hilarious. And when it smells, it's even funnier.
So funny,
because
dude.
Because they get so embarrassed.
I honestly have to fart right now.
Really. Rip ass.
Just rip
Let's
one,
go.
But make sure you do it into the microphone, Carly.
Yeah.
If you're going to rip
the
one,
microphone.
Get it into the microphone.
Wow, this is actually a lot of pressure.
Do you have a shy butthole right now?
Yeah, it just tensed up.
Your butthole just got stage fright?
My butthole was like, it's a gangbang, Carly. It's a gangbang. Retreat.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna do it like unwarranted when you guys are just having like a conversation. I'm
and
just
then
gonna
we're
be
just
like,
gonna smell. Oh,
I'm gonna,
silent
I'm gonna get up real.
I gotta
quick,
get
go
up real quick and do something over here in the corner, and it's just gonna. Be Your farts don't sound like that, Nick. Do
Sometimes.
Her fart sound. Oh my god.
Nick, that so means gross. That we're like real friends now because I've farted on Davey before and
she has farted directly on me.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been farted on, Nick?
I have.
Have you been farted on in an intimate situation?
I have.
Dude.
But it didn't come out of her butt.
When you fart on a man's dick, that's you claiming them.
That's so true.
It's
it came
a
out of her
territory.
Front butt.
Her front butt.
Anytime a girl queefs, I literally cannot. I just laugh. I can't not laugh. And then they get all red and they go, Nick, stop.
Stop
I'm like,
laughing.
You just farted out of your pussy. It's the funniest thing that could
it's
ever
not
happen.
Funny, Nick.
The funniest thing that could ever happen to a person. You're farting out of your vagina.
They're so different sounding, too. They're more of like. Yeah. It's just leaking out. It's
or
hilarious.
My favorite sound effect of all time, my buddy Justin Governall. We all know Justin. Classic.
Love him.
Love that guy. Yeah.
Aces.
But,
oh, wow.
The mac and cheese.
That's a good one, dude.
That's a good pussy sounds like.
It is.
That's what good just pussy like smells that. Like.
Smells like?
Good pussy smells like mac and cheese.
That's what good pussy smells Bud-dussy. Like.
Actually, we had some really good mac and cheese today.
Hell yeah, that was fire. Bro,
we went and got brisket, ribs, Frito pie, brisket mac and cheese. Dude, my stomach
and three waters
is on fire. Oh yeah, you did get three bottles of like water. I didn't have water at home. Like you were stocking up.
I get so thirsty. And then we were kind of chatting up the.
Oh yeah,
me and Davey kind of have like this weird like magnetic chemistry when we're out and about, like making people laugh.
We really
do. Oh, you guys are gay?
I wouldn't say it. Like more like bi.
Yeah.
Would you say bi?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like we've done, this is gonna be a weird tour.
We've done butt stuff together.
Yeah, we've explored with each other. It together. Total, complete, like, permission. And
obviously,
there was a safe word, and it got used a lot.
I don't know. I actually don't remember the safe word, Nick. What was the safe
word? We had a safe word, and we said it about 9,000 times.
9,000 times.
Because.
Oh, that was the racial slur.
Just look at this dude's. Oh, that's well, you know, why you were calling me that.
Oh, I thought that was the safe word.
And you didn't like Panda Express.
Well, you know what every hotel room has.
I thought you just
has.
Hated Panda Express. I didn't know that was the safe word.
Cuck chair?
They definitely do. Yeah.
That's so true.
I'm going to be in that cuck chair just cucking.
Watching me and Nick.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Pleasuring one another's butts.
Mm-hmm.
Playing with our balls.
Yeah.
There's grass in the field. Play with your balls,
I'm gonna
dude.
Be like, slam dunk him, slam dunk him. And you're gonna be like, what does that even mean?
Then we just put on our own faces.
That's talent right there. Have you ever done
unhinged.
That?
On my own face? No.
Like shot one up at yourself?
Uh-uh.
You ever tasted your own?
Mm-mm.
Oh, why would you ask that?
No, ma'am.
That was too far, Carly.
Listen,
we were having
a
good
dude.
Time here, and then all of a sudden Carly jumps in with like, lick your own. What?
Says the guy that literally put a banana in a girl's ass.
I didn't put it in her butt.
It
she put it in her own.
Her ass was wet already.
You were there.
Her ass was wet and it slipped.
Slip, fell, sat on a banana.
And it slipped and she came twice. Okay, it's not my fucking fault.
If I had a dick and I just, came
watch
into my
it.
Own belly button,
watch it.
I would be like.
By the way, technically it was a plantain, okay? I don't even know why we're talking about
than a real
bananas
banana.
Like that.
Plantain?
Yeah, plantains.
Where the fuck did she grocery shop?
I was on a ski lift one time. My friend was like, what you were saying, like, have you ever like shot a load in your face? He was like, dude, I was jerking off the other day and I came on my chin. And I was like, dude, why are you pointing your dick at your face?
Literally, why?
And he was like, do you ever like on your face? And I was like, I've never done that in my life.
But actually, like, literally what position would you be...
Like sitting like upright,
beating your meat that you hit yourself in the face like that.
Dude, he must have like been backed up because he was probably just sitting. I mean, when you're like a kid, like we were like 14. He's like,
okay,
you've ever n***ed on your chin? I was like, no, dude, I'm not staring down the barrel of my while I'm jerking the fuck off.
Just encouraging it to come out.
Yeah, like
Joey, have you ever done that? I feel like you look like a kind of guy that's.
No, but I would imagine his legs were on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they were up.
Like on his back like with his legs in the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, when old b****s trying to get those veins to go away in their legs. You know what
I'm saying? Varicose veins?
Yeah,
is that a thing?
They with their legs
the
on
spider
the wall.
Veins, yeah.
What? You lay down with your feet up and that gets rid of varicose veins?
What?
I got to do that because I got some crazy spider veins, dude.
Well, that's
you
really?
In my ankles? Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, my God, you're so old.
Dude, I've had them my whole life. I'm just very vascular.
Who's the man? Okay.
That's true, you are.
I'm a very vascular guy.
Dude, yeah, you're a nurse's wet dream, for real. Look at those veins.
Literally, this body was made to shoot dope. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You just smoked it.
I'm gonna fucking piss. I'm gonna fucking piss myself, dude. I'm pissing. Imagine if I was, though. Oh, my God, that's so
pants?
Funny.
So, yeah, that was a great question.
Thank you, Nick.
I will be honest, I've tried to suck my own before.
Did you succeed?
No.
That's good. I think I respect you more because you couldn't.
I was really close.
If you were that bendy, dude.
Look, I'm going to be honest, dude. I was really close.
Like, stop me. Stop me when I get there.
Stop.
Basically, almost deep throat.
I got the first couple sucks in, then it all went to shit.
Wow. Wow. So back to farts. I mean, I feel like we didn't really even finish the fart conversation.
That's
bro.
True.
You ever fart on a lady?
Yeah. When I'm like dating, I mean, when you get that comfortable, like I'll definitely rip ass, but.
But like on her, I mean. Oh, like yeah. Intentionally, like yeah, on her. Okay. I feel like as a joke like a human, or like is it like, sexy?
It's
to
like
you?
A caveman thing. No, it's not sexy.
That's love language.
Yeah, that's love language. I would fall in love with a guy. I'm ripping ass on you. Like,
because I care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we're not going to where you want to go to eat dinner. First of all. Second of all, I just f***ing farted on you. Third of all, shut up and go to bed.
Dude, I...
go to bed. Shut honestly, up and go to bed.
Wow. This guy is a real alpha male, honestly. I'm a sleep farter, dude. Yeah. So I... Bro, I have farted on probably every partner I've had, honestly.
That's fine.
Because I don't know what it is about my girlfriends, but they love to big spoon me.
I
do you
love
get that.
That?
Are you, you're like, you're a bigger guy too. Nick's taller than I am. I don't think people realize like how tall you are.
Everyone
like, you're
says
a big
that.
Dude.
Like, do I give off like short?
You give off like 6 foot, but you're like 6'3".
Yeah.
6'4".
With the hokas on for sure.
Oh yeah. The hokas are giving you an easy extra.
But
inch,
girls
probably.
Are always like, you're way taller than I thought you were. I was like, what, how tall do you think I was?
I don't, well, I mean,
like, what is it about me that gives off like, five,
I think like watching
energy.
How goofy you are, like how goofy
they're like
and funny
he's
got to
be short.
There's
like,
no
he's
way
gotta
he's
be
like
a
tall.
Dickhead.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I show up 6'2",
huge
beard,
hard as
fucking hairy, hairy balls.
Yeah, obviously
full balls.
Did he have hairy balls? You saw his balls today.
I did actually. I'm not gonna say it was against my will.
True.
He didn't have consent to show me.
I didn't.
But it was so funny.
I didn't have consent. But I f-ing did it anyway.
And it was
and
hilarious.
We were in public too.
We were in a hype beast shop.
Like, look at my dick and balls.
We were literally looking at a snowsuit and you were like, yeah, but look at this. And I looked down like an idiot and you had your shorts like
you
all the way
down.
Out. And it was like a baby bird in the nest.
Yeah.
But like a huge baby bird. Like an abnormally large, like an albatross baby
of
bird.
The balls to shaft I have is like really obscure and not even at all.
Do you have huge balls or small balls?
Huge balls, tiny little acorn penis.
Wow.
I just saw them.
Like literally the tip of an acorn.
Dude, you're lying, bro. Don't do yourself
I
like
feel
that.
Like you have a large penis.
I don't. Like I really don't. Vibes. I don't.
I mean,
I swear to God.
You're clearly a grower, not a shower. I will say that.
I don't think
but
I'm
so
that
I.
either.
Isn't every
no?
guy a grower?
No, Carly.
I have a small wiener.
Absolutely
huge balls,
not. Wait.
Super sensitive, cry all the time.
But I mean, this is a true story, though. We literally were at True North. Amazing shot, by the way. We're both wearing True North shirts. Shout out Big Eddie and Little Eddie. Those are their names, Carly. That's not funny, dude. Don't laugh at that. We're trying to plug
That's
our
not-
friends.
That's funny.
So
that's
funny.
Not hilarious.
That's so funny.
It's literally
what are
not.
They the guys from the movie Twins?
No, it's a father son duo.
Oh.
Yeah, now you feel like a real bag.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I feel pretty good. The weather's nice.
It is pretty nice. I mean, it's Texas, baby. We're in Texas.
Wearing shorts.
Shorts and hokas for this
shorts,
guy.
Shorts, hokas.
Got the hoax and the shores on.
Got the hoax.
But yeah, we had a blast over at True North.
It's fire.
Great guys. Gave us some free swag. That was dope. But yeah, you did show me your dick and balls in the store.
I think that's like just a man thing. Like it's funny.
I don't think I've ever done that, Nick.
Never? Maybe it's just like me and my cousins. Like we pull our nuts out all the time. You go, wait, what's that?
Wait.
You just pull out your balls and then
maybe
like,
it's
oh.
a Philly thing. Joey, you're from Philly. Is it a Philly thing?
I be showing my balls.
You've been showing your balls?
I'd be showing my balls.
I'd be showing them sometimes.
I think it's just okay. a dude Pittsburgh. Thing.
You're saying I'm not
You've
a dude?
You've never shown
I'm
your homies your balls?
Only out of like curiosity,
it's like an ice. I think it's like an icebreaker for other dudes.
That's a good point, dude.
You're like, dude,
yeah.
He just showed me his balls. Like, he's cool.
It's
like
cool.
Endearing.
Like, he's not gay. Thank God.
Even though he asked me to touch them.
Even though.
Totally cool.
I just. His nuts off. No, I don't know.
think you're a beta if you don't show your balls, dude.
Right. You got to whip your nuts. Yeah, so not in front of women, bitch. Though. Like, I have a sister. Like, I'm not going to fucking do that. I mean, I would. I have. But.
Maybe.
If I saw my homie's balls, I'd be like, this dude's hilarious. Like, that's my boy. See, look. He's giggling.
Joey is giggling over the fucking balls.
They're funny. It's your balls. It's hilarious. It's
dude,
so
maybe
taboo.
It's because I was homeschooled. Like, I grew up homeschooled.
You were homeschooled?
Yeah, I was homeschooled.
Oh, that's definitely why. And you didn't go to public school. Because I saw so many wieners growing up.
I saw none.
The hockey kids would pull their nuts out. The
really?
Football kids would pull out their balls.
I saw some at like sleepovers a couple times, but I think that was more like a little boy, like kind of. I was also a
it
little
was
boy
like,
at the
this
time.
Isn't
I just
a joke,
want to clarify
like,
that.
Like grab my balls and I think put it was your finger. This isn't a joke. Put your finger up. I'm insane.
No, dude, because we didn't go to public school, so we didn't have that kind of exposure.
That's true.
You know, it was just the
Where'd
homeschool homies hanging out.
To homeschool here in Texas?
Yeah, primarily here in Texas and then up north, too. I was homeschooled here and in New England.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, it was. I honestly didn't mind being homeschooled until I was like 18 and realized I knew nothing.
Right.
And then I was like, I know how to like get all the information and all the experiences. I'll just do a ton of dope.
True.
And then I did get all the experience.
And did all the dope.
And all the dope, dude.
And you compress 10 years of experience into a really short amount of time.
Well, technically, it was another 10 years that I was on dope. But,
I mean.
I probably did it wrong,
tomato,
honestly.
Tomato. I think it's all good.
You've been sober a long time, yeah?
Yeah, I've been sober for 10 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, homie.
Fire.
Carly, did you ever show your bush to other girls?
Jesus.
Do girls do that? I'm just asking, okay. Dude. I don't know. I was homeschooled, so I don't know these things.
True.
I got to find out. I didn't know dudes were just
Honestly,
showing each other their
the
balls.
The basketball girls would show each other their bush.
Girls would always change with, like, our backs turned. Like, everyone would have, like, we'd all be, like, facing a wall.
So you're just showing crack and hole?
Yeah, but, like, no one would look. And I genuinely did not know for the longest time that there are different types of vaginas until I changed in a group full of girls at, like, 15, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, you saw
the one.
You
got, meat like, is out of the buns.
Really scared.
I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know. But they're all so different.
Some of those look like a hot dog exploded in the microwave. That's like, those are traumatizing, honestly. Seen a couple of those.
Yeah.
The open face Reuben sandwich.
Jesus.
That's brutal. I mean, everyone talks about the Arby's roast beef. No, dude, that's like, that's actually kind of nice.
That's rookie shit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
dude.
When you see one, that's like, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Just looks like it got hacked to pieces.
It's a chopped cheese.
Jesus. I think they're all beautiful.
They are all beautiful in their own special way.
Of course. It's
There's
art.
Something for
every
some guys
art.
Love
Vaginas
long legs, dude.
Yeah. Van Gogh. I mean, I like Picasso. I'm not a huge fan of Lenny Kravitz, but I'll still fuck to some Ty Dolla Sign.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Yeah, I'm slamming that.
I mean, honestly, who wouldn't? Ty Dolla Sign? What?
Yeah, if you have a JBL at your house, just know that sex is happening tonight. If your JBL is charged and you have a Bluetooth connection, you're getting I don't care if you're a guy or a church.
We're always consensual, though, Nick.
I'm
Let's
connecting
clarify
to
that.
Your JBL, and we're having sex.
It was consensual the minute you let him log on to your Bluetooth device.
Honestly, as soon as you establish that connection to the JBL, consent.
That
granted.
Is a huge like level of like letting someone connect to your Bluetooth
oh,
shit
like
or like,
dude,
Bluetooth.
I let you
adding
connect
your phone
to my car Bluetooth.
Yeah,
What's
that was
happening?
A big. That was a big deal.
That's a big step.
It is.
It is.
Because you're trusting that person isn't listening to. You know,
garbage,
right?
Just hot trash music,
yeah,
like Enya or something.
Yeah,
I could get down to some Enya.
Ah, damn it,
I don't even know who that is.
Enya,
are you serious?
No, so I'm like sick. Dead serious. I don't know who that
Pussy.
Is.
You want to jam a little bit of Yanni live at the Acropolis right now?
So down.
Should we do that?
What?
Enya's like, yeah, we're f-ing right now.
that's the one for you is Enya.
Yeah,
it's wild, dude.
Yeah, he's about to get Enya.
Yeah, I'm about to get Enya.
Great stuff, Joey.
Sniper.
Come on.
Fucking
folks.
Sniper.
Beautiful pun right
the
there.
White sniper.
That was fantastic, Joey. You might want to just give yourself like an applause on the soundboard for that, honestly. Yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
The white death over here.
Literally. So, Nick, obviously you've been touring all over the country. You just got back from Canada. Dude, how was Canada?
Dude.
Yeah?
Talk about a good time. No, it was actually sick.
Drinking a bunch of maple syrup and stuff?
No, I did eat a ton of poutine. You know what poutine is? So it's like French fries, gravy, and cheese curds. Oh, so fucking fire.
I was confusing that with poontang. My bad.
True.
I know you. I know what you're doing out there.
I had some poutine. The crowd was actually great. They were like super fucking, like some crowds are pretty tense when you like push the envelope and say shit that you're probably not like every crowd's going, but they were totally like down. They were just down to be silly. Plus they drink a lot up there. It's fucking like, they love hockey.
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, it's freezing cold.
It's fucking cold.
Yeah.
You're either doing Oxycontins.
Right.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Or you're married. Those are pretty much your options.
Those are your three options, honestly.
You either work for the oil company.
Okay.
You're married.
Right.
You're gay.
Oh, curveball.
Or you're addicted to heroin.
I fall into that fourth category, obviously.
and the second.
True, yeah, you're gay too.
But I thought the second was married.
Or third.
Whatever it was, yeah.
Whatever.
That was the first time that you performed in Canada, right?
Yeah.
And you sold out your shows.
Yeah, yeah, too. So there was one that sold out, which is awesome.
That one sold out quick, by the way.
I know, I didn't really expect that. I didn't.
I do.
But they love comedy in Canada, which, I don't know. I kept saying I was from America, like thinking I was going to get like a round of applause. And
they didn't care?
No one gave a fuck. Yeah, they didn't care.
I mean, Canada technically is still considered North America, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so they don't care at all.
Yeah. We went and my friend like loves, I like cards like Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon. Like I'm a huge nerd.
Okay.
And my friend that I was up there with also likes cards. So we went to like a card shop.
And
it is so good.
That's not cool, dude.
But there were all these like Gundam robots and like everything. And I was like, damn, I literally went up to the manager. I was like, this store is sick. Like we don't have anything like this in America. And he just was staring at me. And then I walked away. And that's when he said, he was like, Do you think people like care that you're from America?
The shop owner said this,
or no, the other comic said that.
Oh, okay, I thought the shop owner was just dissing the hell out of you.
All right, like did not say it. Like I'm thinking like it's like a fucking.
Do you think they don't like Americans up there? Do Canadians not like Americans? Is that a thing?
No, they do. I mean, they come here all the fucking time.
That's my like. They love coming here.
Yeah, I think it's a mutual. I think I was just more so, like. I don't have anything else. I'm just going to say this and see what happens.
Well, I mean, Pittsburgh is kind of almost Canada anyway.
That's true.
It's like way up there.
Yeah.
Not like Minnesota. Minnesota is definitely Canada.
That's gnarly.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to live in Canada, though.
Mm-mm. Really?
No. I've been to Toronto. I've been to Montreal. You know what? The only place I haven't been to is like British Columbia. I've heard that fire. Can change your mind. Yeah.
It was fire.
Yeah. Because they've got North Hollywood up there. They've got all kinds. What? I mean, apparently, like, it's just beautiful people everywhere. Like, that's the cool
Everyone's
thing about
BC. Everyone's chill, too. Yeah. It's like the California of Canada.
But would you ever live there, actually?
No.
Yeah, I mean.
I like America. So every time I leave the country, I always miss.
Dude, why are people hating on America so much?
Because we suck.
We don't. We're great.
But I think our government kind of, like, sucks ass.
Every government kind of sucks ass,
That's
though.
True.
Yeah, they all do.
It doesn't, I mean. We're all white too. That's the other thing.
Oh, that's a good point. Joey, as a person of color, what do you think?
Speak for yourself, man.
You definitely can't do that. Dude.
Wagwan?
You just like you pulled think a, me you pulled a Shane wrong. Gillis right now. You pulled a Shane Gillis on SNL.
What are you talking
That was
about?
Crazy.
Joey's Jamaican.
Is he really?
Joey?
Yeah.
Bomba Clout.
Bomba Ross Clout.
We were actually listening to Buffalo Soldier earlier today.
Yeah, because I smoked tobacco and then we went and got barbecue and I put it on.
Yeah, hell we were outside
and then I
showed
the barbecue balls.
Just browning it up. Boy
so
time.
Davey, this song is so cool. Look at this. What is that?
What's that?
This
Buffalo
is crazy.
Soldier.
Buffalo.
Dude.
Buffalo.
We're definitely cutting that out.
24 minutes, Davey. That's when that happens.
All right, now can you write that down, please? Can you make a note on that?
Holy shit.
You got to cut it and then leave in the laughing. Yeah. And then people will be like, what were they laughing at?
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Dizzy. I thought you were going to go for the buffalo sauce, dude.
Buffalo pube snatch? Buffalo sauce? Every time I'm at a show and someone says Buffalo or like Sa, dude, I get so
I know, dude. You hate it.
Depressive. No, I don't actually. I don't hate it.
You don't?
It's just funny to like, you know, it's an easy, quick little joke.
That's true.
Like, someone will be like, Sa, dude, and I'm like, dude, fuck you. And everyone's like, ha, ha, he
get him out
it.
Of here is what I've heard you say a lot of times. Security, I want him out.
Yeah.
When people say Sa, dude.
It doesn't. I don't care, but I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of, you do. I feel like you definitely make a joke out of it. But also, if people were just coming up to you saying Sa, dude, constantly, wouldn't that irritate you a little bit?
It's definitely happened.
Oh, I'm sure, dude.
But
a bartender just did it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like we were just,
everyone's
chilling.
Always pretty cool about it, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's my fault for just being like hilarious. And like, I f***ed myself over it.
I mean, it is iconic. It's so iconic.
Such a dickhead.
That and the what
it's
the fuck
like,
is
I'm
up,
I'm sorry,
Kyle,
guys. Like, it's hilarious. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I fucking hate it.
I hate what
made me
famous.
Why did you guys like it so much?
I mean, that's the shit we grew up on, though.
So, dude?
We, bitch, you're
well,
40.
That's true. That not okay. me, necessarily.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, like, by the time I was actually exposed to the world and could actually use
true,
electronic
were, like,
devices.
A huge fan of So, dude. Like,
yeah.
You were watching Nicoletti Vines. You
absolutely.
Had all the merch.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, no, I never got any merch. You had merch?
You had merch?
Let's talk about content a little bit.
All right.
I mean, you've had so many viral videos, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just a fact. What do you have planned? When are you going to do more of that, Nick?
I know. I need to.
You really
What's
get in
next
my own
for
head?
You in your TikTok career?
He's not a that's TikTok a guy.
I know. I'm just being an asshole.
I don't know. Like, so, yeah, I did like all the short form stuff.
Yeah.
And I really like that and it's fun. But then there's definitely pressure to be like, you know, my management's like, dude, write a script. Like, we want to see like a movie or something.
What?
Right. Well, I mean, that's like, I guess the next step, but I don't have the attention. But I think I just need to like buckle down and just do it. Like,
write
I
a could, script?
Yeah. Like, write a movie. Like, I.
Whoa.
I want to do, I don't know.
What kind of movie do you think you do? Like, what genre?
Like, a funny, like, generational, like, but it has to be so nuanced. Like, that's why I'm, like, afraid to, like, but then you just have to, it's such a paradox.
I mean, honestly, dude, you could write a movie about your life.
Yeah.
Just the people you've hung out with.
That would be
crazy
cool.
Stuff that you've done. I mean, what, you went on tour with Getter at one point, right?
Yeah.
You're on tour with that dude. You've hung out with tons and tons of celebrities just being a f***ing goofball, dude. I will never forget. There was a video that came out, and I thought it was severely underrated. And you walked into a green room wearing a fishnet shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were talking about you in the green room. You walked in and slammed your hand against the door.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you say about me?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude, that was so funny. But just, like, all those experiences that you've had, that would make an insanely hilarious movie. Almost like a Get Him to the Greek style.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Type situation, right?
But see, that's like a movie. Like, that's like a, I don't know. I want to do something like really cool, like, just something new.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, did you do any of the writing on Real Bros of Simi Valley?
I didn't, no. That was all Jimmy and one of my good friends, Christian Pierce, he and Jimmy, like, wrote and did all that stuff.
Okay.
But
I mean, that was such a classic, dude. I mean, an absolute cult following.
We were allowed to like improv. Like, Jimmy's so cool. Like, especially his directing style. Like, a lot of directors are, especially because they wrote it too. So they like, I know Tarantino's like super strict. Like,
oh yeah,
he's like, I wrote what's like you're gonna
we'll say
save.
These exact yeah. words.
But Jimmy and Christian are very open to like. Being playful and like
that's cool.
If you come up with something funnier, they're total like there's really no ego.
Hey, seriously though, me and Zach Dixon, friend of the pod, we're firm believers that Vine was the best app of all time. Do you think that's true?
The best platform?
Hell yeah.
I totally agree.
Those videos made me laugh. So I mean, it's just so quick.
Yeah,
and like yeah,
I mean. The most classic videos on the internet absolutely came from Vine.
Yeah. I still watch, like, to this day when I'm having, like, a bad day or, like, I'll watch Casey's Vine Casey Fry's Vine compilation, and just or Logie Doogie.
Yeah.
And just f-ing die. Like, I know the dude personally, and I still watch his stupid ass.
I feel like you and Casey are the two guys that built Vine.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know. I put in some work. I made like 3,000 vines.
3,000 vines.
I was like, I looked back like right before they fucking took it off the App Store, and I was like, they were like, do you want to download your, they basically reached out to everyone, and they were like, do you want, like, your archive of all your videos. Yeah. It was like 3,000. I would upload 2 videos probably every day for like a year.
Shit.
And maybe, you could do that because it was more. So quick.
Yeah. And I didn't look at comments either. That was the other thing.
Yeah, no, you can't.
No.
You really can't.
It's crazy how memorable they were. Like, people still quote Vines to this day.
Right?
Oh, for sure.
Because they're so quick. It's not like this. Like,
hi, welcome to Chili's. That's like one of my all-time favorites.
Rest in peace.
Barbecue sauce on my titties.
Yes, another classic.
Amazing.
Yep. I have the power of God and anime on my side.
Yeah, there's so
phenomenal.
Many.
And then it's just what over the fuck and is over up, Kyle? Over and over
this
again.
Guy right here, incredible.
Yeah, Kyle, pussy. Yeah, yeah, I made that.
My favorite vine of yours was. This is so funny. There was like a candle or something, and you were like, "Gather around. Tell the story of the Black Forest Ham." That shit's so funny. I remember that so vividly, like seeing that movie. That's so funny.
The Black Forest Ham. That was actually a joke my friend made up from Pittsburgh, my friend Adam. And then I just like acted it out basically. So I didn't, full disclosure, I didn't make that up. My friend did.
The Black Forest Ham bit?
Yeah.
Wow, dude. I'm so disappointed right now.
I know.
Crazy,
but I acted it out with the candle,
right?
And we kind of made magic together.
Yeah,
me like trying to
backtrack. You brought it to life.
Exactly.
Yeah,
great collab.
But he would be like, Black Forest Ham, like that's such a serious name.
It kind of is.
Black Forest.
Yeah,
like pitch, but like it's like midnight.
It's like witch ham.
Yeah, there's ham. The forest.
They're casting spells on the ham.
Trees are creaking. You see a woman in a fucking, like, medical gown.
Why a medical gown?
And she whips her f***ing out.
I saw that coming from a mile away.
Did you really?
I did. Wait, how old were you when you started making vines?
Probably, like, 19.
Damn.
I worked at a car dealership. That's when I started making vines.
I did not realize you were that old when you started making vines. Yeah. I figured you were, like, still in high school or something.
No, it was, like, a year after I graduated high school.
No way.
Yeah. Was working at a Mazda dealership.
Nice, dude.
I was a
selling Miatas, bro.
A lot of tenant. No, I was the dude who washed the cars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They really made you their bitch.
Right?
That's crazy.
But then I made vines.
But then you made vines.
Right.
Okay. How long did it take you from when you started making vines until like you started going viral?
Probably like a year.
Really?
Maybe like 6 months to a year, yeah.
And you were posting every day.
Every day. Like I would literally wake up and make like 3 vines.
Vine pay in the way that like TikTok and Instagram pay nowadays?
I mean, some of the people like Nash Greer, like those bigger dudes, like, they made.
Because they did that whole like.
They had like the Vine
boy.
Dollars did, or like, something stupid like that, right?
They had like the MagCon tour.
Yeah. Well, they did that, but then also brands with like, they did like McDonald's ads and like shit like that. So the
from
brands,
Vine, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So the brands will reach out to you and like blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I was making a shitload of vines. I would wake up, go to McDonald's, get a. Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Solid.
Hash brown.
Yep.
And a Coke.
Okay.
And then I would go home and make 3 vines.
Wow, that was your routine?
Yeah.
A little behind the scenes look at Nick Coletti's process.
McDonald's
y'all.
Has fueled Nick Coletti, Travis Scott.
Really? Is that true? Travis Scott?
Yeah, he had his own McDonald's meal.
Well, I mean, I know that, but so did Cardi B, and I don't know if she was like fueled
by
Nicky
that
D's.
Shit all the time.
I can't believe it took you... Like 12, like a full year before you really started popping off, and you stuck with it for that long, uploading that many
vines. I loved it. I wasn't like, I want to be famous. I want to like get somewhere. It was literally like, this is so fun making these videos. And a couple people think they're funny, but then, yeah, I made a couple that like went dumb.
Yeah.
And that was like, oh shit. And then I was just.
What was your first video to blow up?
There was one where I put my. I was like, when you text Bay and she doesn't text you back and it's left on red, and then the next shot was me. I had a hot dog in my zipper and I put it into a fan. That one went, that was like the first one that went.
That
went, and I was
crazy.
Shocked. Yeah, it was like, dude, I didn't really, I mean, I don't know.
Well, because I feel like Vine was also completely organic too.
Totally. And just
like
random.
All your views are real.
Yeah.
Not like some of the, I'm not going to say which platform in particular, but there are many platforms, one in particular, that I feel like just it's bot views. It's all bot views, yeah. Right? Vine was 100% organic, right?
Yeah. I think, well, it was, I mean, I don't even think they had, I mean, they definitely had bots, but like to the point where it is now, like now you can't even, like what Homeboy was telling us at the, you can't even buy shoes now because it's all automated, like
yeah he was talking about like if you want to get like a rare pair of Jordans,
yeah, like
the bots are gonna scoop them up before anyone
like
else
fucking
can.
You don't really know what's real or what's not, but
yeah, that's true.
I think
did it ever get tedious, like did you hit a point where you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm tired of making these videos?
Yeah, kind of towards the end.
Really? But you also got so many opportunities from it.
True.
I mean, you're doing stand-up comedy tours, you're doing collabs with like some really, I mean, high quality production companies now. I mean, Real Bros of Simi Valley was amazing. Is there anything else coming from Real Bros of Simi Valley? Do you know? Can you tell me anything about it?
You know, I told you earlier.
I know you told me, but are other people allowed to know?
I don't know.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah, well.
Just stay woke.
Stay
people.
Tuned.
Stay woke.
Just buy a Roku TV. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say is buy a Roku TV.
No, I don't know.
Dude, just follow.
Okay, so we shot the movie. There's a Real Bros movie. I'll just fucking spill the beans.
You're allowed to say this?
Yeah, I don't care. What? What are you talking about?
That's awesome. Is this an exclusive right now? Is this like a first look?
Dude, this is the first look at the Real Bros movie. So Jimmy and Christian wrote it. It started on YouTube. Then Facebook picked it up. Mm-hmm. And then Roku picked it up.
Hmm.
That's the movie.
Are we allowed to leave in the stuff about the movie, or do I need to cut that out? You want to find out? How about you find out?
Yeah, we should probably, I don't know.
Yeah, find out.
I say it at all the shows, but that's not the same as like something that's going to be.
You say it on all.
Is it going to be on YouTube?
Yeah. You've pretty much done it all at this point, but what's next? Do you have anything planned? Do you have anything coming up?
I do want to write something. I think I'm going to just start small and do like little skits and stuff. But
okay.
I don't know. Like,
can we expect some new content on social media, like yeah. Short form stuff? Because that would be amazing.
I definitely need to put more shit out. Yeah.
I say you, me, and Carly, we put something together.
Let's do it.
Make
I just need
magic.
I need friends who are like willing to just be like, Nick, just do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna do it, y'all. That's what's gonna happen.
I need
me,
to be
Carly
pushed.
And Nick. We're
I need
gonna
to
make
be pushed.
Some stuff. Yeah.
Because I am inherently lazy.
Okay.
I like watching the Rugrats.
Obviously.
And old Rocket Power episodes.
Okay.
And I like to sit in my bed and eat pizza. And let's just say browse browsers.
Nick, where let's can people find say, you on social media?
just at Nick underscore Coletti.
Okay. That's across all
pretty
platforms,
much,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Carly, how about you?
iCarly Reboot.
On everything.
On everything.
Pretty much, right? Joey, do you have any socials you'd like to plug?
This is Joey Smith on Instagram, and check out the Black Rabbit.
Awesome.
Comedy Club.
And all the links will be in the description, y'all. So check it out. Follow everyone. You can follow me at Davey Jacks. Follow the podcast at Friends with Davey. Please like, comment, and subscribe. Show your boy Nick Coletti some love. This guy is a legend. Nick, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
You.
I love you, dude.
Love
and we
too.
Love you.
Appreciate it.
See you next week.
See you guys. Gotta cut that out.
Holy
I'm crying right now, dude. Holy shit. When you're working with guys that funny, I mean, you, Cody Ko.
Cody.
Yeah, dude.
Cody's the nicest dude ever.
But so funny, too.
He's
and
hilarious.
So you kind of have to let
you could
guys
literally
like
go up to
improv.
Cody and be like, dude, you're a fucking and like, look him straight in the eyes. And he'd be like, yeah, I've heard that before.
He's people like, say I look like
the
a,
nicest guy ever.
Like a an older Cody Ko.
Yeah, you look like if Cody Ko and Gollum had a kid.
Oh my God.
You look like if Cody Ko and a scrotum like merged together
you
into
look
a
like
person.
If Gollum and Cody Ko had a test tube baby, that would be you.
I was gonna say butt baby.
You do have big eyes.
I do have very big.
And you have the gold chain, like you're precious.
That's so you're like pop punk Dobby, dude.
Pop punk Dobby?
Oh,
that's
God,
true. You're
yeah.
tatted Dobby.
Tatted up Dobby, dude? Actually, that's kind
that's
of a compliment.
That's your new Instagram.
That's kind
that's
of high praise
Instagram
a little bit.
That's your new Instagram username.
Tatted up Dobby.
Tatted Dobby.
That's kind of fire.
Damn.
That's
didn't funny he die, fuck. Though? In the
Dobby,
movies?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but he was like
I don't
a
be
hero.
The...
Bellatrix Lestrange threw a knife at him.
I've never seen the movie,
he
honestly.
Took, he
I
took
thought he got the
knife.
Sock and lived happily
ever
after.
Yeah, he did.
He took it like a champ, but he did die.
He just ate it?
And then Harry was like...
Wow, you're gonna leave me hanging. I was gonna... He took that knife, dude.
Epic Dobby moment! Tatted up Smeagol. It's either tatted up Smeagol or tatted up Dobby. Those are your two.
Smeagol tats? What about just like Smeagol tats? That's kind of cool.
That should
that's
be
fire.
Our... That's true. Tats by Smeagol.
We should get matching Smeagol tats.
I'm down.
We already talked about getting matching tattoos.
I know. We're going to do it.
No, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah.
Dude, what is that?
Dude, that is a contraption.
Here, hold on.
You've got a fucking...
Wow.
I'll put it on rocket mode for you.
Rocket mode?
Rocket mode?
Is that an elf bar? What
is
that?
You're about to take off.
Also, why is it pearly pink?
I don't want to get like...
Oof. It's got.
Why is it so powerful?
It's in rocket mode, dude. What
you smoking
expect?
Back.
You're not vaping
right
that. That vape is vaping
what
you.
What the fuck? How much was this?
$20.
Are you that was $20?
It has an LED display.
Do you want to hit this one? This one's like chill.
Oh,
my God.
You're about
he's
to
gonna
take
overdose.
Off. Seriously, he's doing hard drugs right now.
So we're all going on tour together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I FaceTime Carly. We've only met once.
Yeah.
But then I was like, we're going to be close quarters.
Right.
Try to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
She recommended Buc-ee's. I was like, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, we're all road tripping and it's going to be fucking awesome. We're going to be telling jokes.
Yes.
Showing each other's butt cracks.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mooning people, giving people the finger on the road.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stopping at Buc-ee's.
Get that chopped brisket Sammy.
Get that chopped brisket Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking get that nut off in the fucking public restroom.
Right. Obviously.
Yeah.
Giving all the cashiers noogies.
Giving them noogies and wet willies.
Definitely.
That's so good.
Hell
oh my God.
This is just for us now.
Yeah, no, this is all.